This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show with Saints head coach Kellen Moore. I'm Mike Hosworth, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, and the most punctual Saints head coach ever, Kellen Moore. Coach, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
So not how you wanted this Monday to be. You'd rather be preparing for the playoffs. We all get that. You had your final meetings today, said, you know, meeting with the team. I guess just from a broad standpoint, kind of a final message you wanted them to take away with them.
Yeah, I think just an opportunity to, you know, I appreciate all the work that these guys put into this thing from a physical, emotional standpoint. I think you know a season's really long, 18 weeks plus all training camp and all that, and so just really appreciate what these guys have done, the way these guys have battled. And I think there's a lot of things to be proud of, just the way our guys navigated this season, kept stuck together through some adversity, and I think we showed a lot of stuff down the stretch of what we're capable of, and hopefully we can build on that foundation.
And, you know, something to be in a positive or really, this is unbelievable to me, because a big enough sample size, Bijan Robinson, I got nothing on the Saints. I mean, here's a cat, number one in the NFL, 2,255 total yards from scrimmage. Well, against the Saints, not so fast, 43 total yards from scrimmage, the third lowest single game total of his career. Coach, after you watched the film, along with Coach Staley, was it just unbelievable team defense? Because Bijan Robinson's like, man, I know I don't want to play the Saints.
Yeah, well, I think credit to our defense. Really good plan by Brandon, the coaching staff, and then really good execution by our guys. And I think when you play a guy like him, it truly is going to take all 11. And from the, the knockback from the defense line, the setting the edges, edge rushers, the linebackers flowing, and certainly the secondary showing up and making tackles, because ultimately they're going to make some tackles out in space on him, and that's going to be your way to limit those big explosive plays that he tends to make in these games.
Now, Coach Moore, two things for next season. Bobby, can we just take a deep breath and wait till next season? No, because I think these two areas, I know you're going to address this. We only scored 29 points in 17 games in the first quarter. I know that's more than, it's not even quite 2 points a game. So, I mean, when you got safety, I mean, I know you got to be discouraged of that to get off to a faster start. And then the turnover margin, we cannot be in the minus category. We were minus four. Look at the game, the first one we had against the Giants. You get five straight takeaways. I know they come in bunches, but we got to be on the plus side in that. No, if you give it up, you got to get two back. I hear coaches tell that all the time. To be on the plus side, how important that is because of the parity in the NFL and the turnover margin and also getting off to a faster start.
Yeah, no question. Two areas we got to improve as a team collectively. you know, starts putting a good, really good plan through the offseason, evaluating what this season looks like, how we can correct it, how we can improve upon it. Because like I said, that first quarter obviously was not good enough overall from a season standpoint. We got to find a better solution there. And then, you know, we got to go create some takeaways, and we do need to take care of the ball a little bit better. And so, you know, we're going to get better, and that's going to have a huge impact on next season.
Coach, kind of talk about Tyler Shuck a little bit. You know, started week 9 in L.A., got his first start. Really, from a third down passing leader, he's one of the best in the NFL, 67%, 5 touchdowns. His QB rating was 103, which is the best in the NFL. And I guess the benefit that he will get now, because he's already said he wants to be here, wants to have some Mardi Gras, wants to eat some crawfish, right? He wants to be a part of the OTAs and everything that he can, and just really dive into this offense as much as you can, deeper with you. I mean, that's got to be a great benefit. I'm not saying it's not going to be, you know, a competition, but, you know, to have that, you know, right now in your locker room.
Yeah, no question. I think, you know, obviously Tyler put a lot of good film out there, and we're excited to be able to kind of evaluate, build off of that. Tyler's gotten better each and every opportunity. And I think so many of these guys, you know, the rookies in particular, when you look at those guys, they've been through a lot the last 18 to 24 months. You know, you play a full college football season, then you go right into this draft process where they're doing senior bowls and combines and workouts. And then they just roll right into our offseason program. Then they have a full season, which is longer than any season they've ever played in. And so they've done a lot. And so I think what's really cool for these guys is a chance to kind of just, you know, quickly take a breath, but then have a full offseason to kind of build up, utilize all the film that they've put out there, and be ready to go for next year. And so I think, you know, everyone likes to talk about that second year jump. And I think, you know, a lot of guys are going to have that opportunity. Certainly Tyler's going to be a very noteworthy one of that. But I'm excited to continue to build this thing. You know, and we got great opportunities ahead of ourselves.
You know, Coach Warder started the game. We went 3-and-out. I should say our defense forced him to go into 3-and-out. And then, you know, nice completion, Shuck to Juwan Johnson, plus 19, then we fumbled, so minus 1 right there in the turnover margin. And I already addressed that. And then you look, the game continues, and then we end up going like 3-and-out. Then all of a sudden, we backed up and we get a block punt. And I thought we really would have the advantage over Atlanta in the special teams units. But that block punt, looking at the punt protection in that first quarter, did the Falcons out-scheme us there with their plan on that play? Because somebody can't be coming scot-free like that. Is that, I look like Chris Rump. I don't know. Is miscommunication there? What happened on that? Because I know you can't have no block punt, and all of a sudden they got first and goal at the 5-yard line.
Yeah, obviously we don't want that. You know, really big play in this game. You know, when these games are this tight a margin, 2-point game, a block punt backed up is going to have a huge impact. And I thought schematically they did a really good job designing that. We didn't do a good enough job executing from a protection standpoint. Everyone being on the same page and not understand how to handle that adjustment and that twist game that they kind of made a little twist inside, and we didn't pass it off well enough. And, you know, just like any other phase in pass protection and shooting basketball with a pick and roll, like you got to work together and we got to be tied together, and we didn't get that one done.
Need to take our first break. This is the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show with Saints head coach Kellen Moore right here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back, Mike Hoss, along with Bobby Hebert and Saints head coach Kellen Moore. It is the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. And quickly, before I get to my question, did you hear from Dave Canales, or do you have any buddies that, you know, coach for Carolina?
Dave and I did exchange a little text message, but, you know, obviously they got an awesome opportunity. They earned their way into it by winning more games than the rest of our division. And so, you know, obviously, you know, this will be a fun division for a number of years for us all.
So I wanted to talk, I mean, just the amazing play yesterday. Bobby talked from a defensive standpoint, but Cam with the sacks, and Chase Young is a beast. I want to just watch him play next week. DeMario, Carl Granderson, his first pick, hadn't had a sack since week four. Just, man, those guys, I mean, Atlanta's got their normal team, right? It's their normal offense. It's not like, you know, there's a bunch of, you know, young guys in there. That was an impressive, from the first play, defensively.
Yeah, yeah. Big time credit to our guys of just coming out there and competing. And I thought they did an awesome job. I think started with stopping the run, doing a really good job there. And then from that standpoint, you know, when you stop the run, it allows you to rush the passer in some passing situations. And our guys had a huge impact on the game. I thought our defense really, really played really good football throughout that entire game for four quarters.
Now, Coach Moore, I don't know how to even ask a question. It's going to be a statement, and I want to know how you're going to go about addressing this, I guess, in the off season. Because, you know, the parity, again, is a game of inches, whatever. Or are you going to make the field goal, or are you going to miss it? Or an extra point? You just look what happened last night between the Steelers and the Ravens. And this day and age, I don't know, you're kicking a 40-yard field goal. That's 40-plus. I don't know. That's like a long extra point. But this, to me, bothered me. I don't know how you go about addressing it. I guess you bring in competition. I guess that's the winning formula. But this cost us this year. If you look at 50-plus field goals, that was really hard back in the day. But today, no, a number of kickers can do that. This caught my attention. As a team, we were 7-12, 50-plus yards. You know what our opponents were? 10-10. Of 50-plus yard field goals. And look how that made a difference in whether you won or lost. Now, you throw in there 50-plus yard field goals. We were 5 of 10. What? No, we got to be at least 8 of 10, if not 9 of 10, 40-plus yards, while our opponent was 9 of 11. So I just look at all the points that we left on the field there, and our opponents were able to convert just by kicking field goals. You know, you want to get touchdowns, but those 40-plus yard field goals and 50-plus yard field goals, to me, it has to be addressed. How do you address that in offseason? Is it about competition? And this is, hey, you make it, you keep your job. If not, then we're going to see who's going to be able to make those kicks consistently from 40, even 50-plus yards.
Yeah, I think obviously we have some growth opportunities there. I think, you know, I'm excited with what Charlie put out there for his first time as a kicker in the NFL and really in football in general. You know, he gave us some opportunities in games. Can he get better? Absolutely. I'm excited to see him go through that journey. Obviously, we'll let the whole offseason kind of work itself out, and
it's the NFL. There's competition in every aspect. We understand all that stuff, but Charlie certainly put us in position in a number of these games, and obviously we do have some out there that we'll continue to try and get better at and navigate, and so that's part of this journey. It's part of this journey of getting better, and that's what's important. We just got to keep growing.
You know, Coach Moore, I'm looking at, Gonzalez makes a 51-yard field goal. Now it's 13-7, and we get the ball, and we're very aggressive on fourth down. Play calling outstanding, fourth and four. Shuck hits Juwan Johnson, plus 14. Fourth and three, Shuck hits Taysom, plus 13. Then all of a sudden, we get close to the goal line. Now first and goal, 9-yard line. Estimate goes plus 8. Now we're in a fourth and one situation, and we get a penalty on Pettis with the pick play. Ultimately, we got to kick a 29-yard field goal to make it 13-10. But it would have been nice if we could have taken a 14-13 lead. But the question I have for you, how do y'all coach the technique on the pick play? Because to me, that was a penalty, that Pettis has to be subtle. And you might say, Bobby, what do you know about the pick play? Let me tell you, Coach Moore, we practiced this with June Jones in the old run and shoot, how to run a damn pick play and how a receiver. And I could go in the field and help the wide receiver coach to show you how you can run a pick play and not get the penalty. Because the referees, they all train to know to not let a pick play happen, but you have to be like, no, you're actually running your route and you have peripheral vision to get in the way of the defender. You can't go block him. Now, I'm not saying Pettis went out and not block him, but he wasn't subtle enough. So that was a penalty, and that I think that cost us. Because you can't get away with a pick play if you think, oh, well, Bobby, you can't do that. But what's your comment on that? And, Coach, I'm willing for hire on the pick play to help coach all up for free.
Yeah, I love it. I love it, first and foremost. It was obviously a tough play for us. Cost us some points and some opportunities there. Really, it's about, traffic control. And we had a lot of guys that kind of end up in, we called a play from the 1-yard line. And there's a lot, there's a reduced space in the end zone. And so, kind of space got congested. Some guys ran into each other. Obviously, the educational opportunity there is, really just to finish your routes, just to finish your routes and finish the route that you're assigned to. And so, because of that, really, you're not trying to run a pick play at 9 yards deep in the end zone. They're going to call those. You're just trying to run your route and execute. And so, obviously a challenging one for us just because we lost 4 points there.
Need to take another break. This is the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show with Saints head coach Kellen Moore. Coach Moore and Mickey Loomis will have their kind of end-of-year press conference on Wednesday, but we're talking to them tonight. We will do more so after the break here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Welcome back to the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. And now moving on to next week, brought to you by John Fayard, Moving and Warehousing First in Service. But I know next week is not a game, but there is a next week. And so two things for you, Coach, I guess, because the Senior Bowl, and man, it's the new year will be, NFL season will be upon us quickly. What will you do to kind of decompress a little bit? And I guess as a first-year NFL head coach, the youngest in the league, what was the one thing that, I don't know, I don't want to say it was the biggest challenge for you or that stood out, like time management or, how do you decompress? And what was the one thing for you as a first-year head coach that was like, oh okay, here we are?
I think certainly it was a journey that we all went on. And, you learn a lot your first year. By no means are you going to have everything figured out. I thought time management and kind of navigating all the components of being the head football coach is obviously something you're going to get better at each and every opportunity you have. And so, certainly there's a lot of growth opportunities there. I'm excited that the way we finished and the foundation that we've laid, and excited for moving forward. And then the biggest thing is it quickly turns over to continue to build this. We'll all get a little chance to breathe here a little bit, spend a little family time. And then before you know it, we're into the mode of, Senior Bowl, combine, into the roster evaluations and building this thing back up. And so, every year has that full cycle. I'm excited about that journey. I'm excited, last year, really just the way our season went in Philadelphia, obviously, which was all great, obviously having a chance to go all the way through the Super Bowl. But, this year having a little bit extra time to go through this offseason, I think is going to be really beneficial for our entire staff and our entire organization. When you get to team up with the personnel department and go through the whole draft process, I think that's going to be really good for us.
Now, Coach Moore, you talk about you have a little more extra time. Obviously, you played up to the Super Bowl with the Eagles. So what does Coach Moore do? I know you're from the Northwest. Are you a snow skier, or you head to the beach and want to get even the cold? Or what do you do? Or you let your wife, whatever she wants to do, you do?
I think quickly you realize this becomes family time, and so you take the last place seed in the family, and our kids got a lot of stuff going on as far as activities and stuff, and so hey, you just get to be a dad, which ultimately is the number one title we get to all have, and so I'm excited about that. We'll get to hang out with them. Certainly, we'll take a trip or two as when we have a little bit of time available to us, whether the kids have a break, and so that'll be obviously the goal, and as we get back into it.
When you say a trip, you didn't say whether you like to snow ski or you go to the beach.
I think you got to feel the cold for about a week or two. I was just talking to a lot of our players, actually. There's a number of guys going up north. I'm like, you guys really want to get back in that cold, huh? So do it for a couple of weeks, experience, see the snow, and then get the heck out of there and get back down here. So,
you might want to tell them, hey, Take a peek at 2026. On the road, you got Baltimore, Carolina, you don't know. It might be January. Chicago, Cincinnati, the New York Giants. They're going to be outside in the cold enough in 26.
Yes, no doubt. That'll be all great things. That's going to be some fun games there.
Now, Coach Moore, going back to football, I thought this was unbelievable. Amongst the best defenses in the NFL, and, everyone gives the Texans defense credit, Broncos, Seahawks. You can go on and on. You think amongst the top defenses. One thing, we've been outstanding on third down defense. Our third down defense has been awesome to get off the field. Now, it hasn't been every game. I know you want the third down offense to be better. It wasn't so much against Atlanta. We're only 5 of 16. But that's something I know you also look at the film and address. But whatever y'all doing next year on third down defense, you need to tell Coach Staley to keep doing because that has definitely been a winning form, and obviously we want to get better on third down offense.
Yeah, no question. Those are as everyone likes to call them, they like to call them money downs, and those are big-time hard downs. I think it's just a good example of our guys just getting better on defense, taking advantage of the opportunity, growing through a season. I remember a couple times early in the year, I think we were having conversations the other way where we just couldn't get those stops on those, ideal third downs. And so credit to our guys is just finding solutions, getting better. Certainly we'll continue to do that. And in each phase, on offense, we'll try and get better from a third down perspective. We got to convert some more there, which I think we will as we grow this thing together. And so, I'm excited.
Now, Coach, last one I got, Hoss. I was always been concerned with this because I always look at the hidden yardage and you're trying to flip the field. We got to get better net punting. Net punting, that was, obviously you look at a big punt return that affects the net against Seattle at the beginning of the year. But this game, net punting was like 35.4 versus 50.3. On the season, we're never able to get over the hump. Going into the game, we were giving up like 42. I should say our opponents were getting 42 net. We were like at 37.5. So when you're trying to perfect all areas and address them, that also has to come into consideration. Just overall, like our coverage units. But the reason why I bring this up, because over a long period of time, I'm talking about over a decade plus, a dozen years, whatever, we were always in the top five on special teams. Whether you're talking about Chris Banjo, JT Gray, we got a lot of young guys out there now on the defensive side, and they're contributing at a high level. But I'm talking about whether you're punting, kicking, whatever, that's something we cannot afford to lose because, you want to win in all phases. But I would just looked at that seemed like net punting, we never were able to win that.
Yeah, I think it's something for us, obviously, what these offseasons provide is us a great opportunity to, look at those numbers, study them, evaluate the film. What can we improve on? How do we need to get better from a schematic standpoint, from a personnel standpoint, put our guys in the best position to be successful. And so, there's definitely some room for growth there. We're excited about that. We got to get better. We got some younger guys that are going to be able to grow as we go through this offseason. And so it's all great opportunities for us to get better. And I'm excited about that.
So, Coach, as a first-year NFL coach, and, you want buy-in, right? It's a new program. It's a new DC. It's a new head coach. And when you get off to a tough start, 1-5, 2-10, but yet at the end, and you're talking to all these guys, and, you know, today talked to a lot of players, and they want to be a part of the next step. And this is a team that was 5-12 last year, 6-11. And so you must feel some satisfaction that they are part of the buy-in, irrespective of the record. Great finish, 4 of your last 5. But it's tough to get that buy-in early. But when you have it now, there must be some satisfaction that you know you're on the right path, and they believe also that this organization is on the right path.
Yeah, I think this thing really comes down to getting the right people in the building. And I think Mickey and Jeff, Kai, Michael, all those guys in the personnel department have done such a good job of that. And I think we've just really done a great job collectively through this entire season. We got an awesome, awesome group of players and people in this building who are all aligned. They all are very connected. I think, credit to our veterans, our leaders, to go through, some rocky road stuff through this season, the way our season went, and to have to navigate that. And, you always like to say stick to the process, trust the process and all that sort of stuff. Well, it challenges you when you're not getting the results ultimately. And for our guys to stick with it, keep going, keep competing, keep getting better, and to feel the success come as the season went on, I think, gave everyone a good taste at the end, gave everyone some optimism. We got a ton of really, really good players, but more importantly, really, really good people. And so I'm excited to continue to build with that group. We'll continue to go through this process. We know, those locker rooms change every off season. That's just what the NFL is. And so we just got to keep onboarding really good people, which we will, and we'll be in an excellent position to go for it next year.
Well, couldn't agree more. And I think there's a ton of optimism in and out of that locker room and certainly around this city, region, and the whole area. And so we appreciate your time, this season. I know you'll miss this next Monday night. You won't know what to do without talking to Bobby and I. But again, thank you. And just keep it going in the right direction.
Awesome. Appreciate you guys. Thanks for your time.
Let's pause 10 seconds to let stations identify themselves here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. When we come back, the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show will continue. We will talk with assistant defensive line coach Brian Young, been around for a long time, played for the Saints, been coaching with the Saints since 2009. So we'll talk with Brian Young when we come back on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And welcome back to the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hoss, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert at the Silver Slipper Casino in Hancock County, Mississippi, and now joined by assistant defensive line coach Brian Young. 16 years with the team, played with the Rams, played with the Saints from 2004 to 2008. He's been coaching with them since 2009. Coach, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Will. Thanks for having me.
You bet. You know, when you look at a 6-11 team and you think about some of the challenges, but then the final NFL rankings come out and you're the 9th overall defense, the 19th against the rush, but the 4th against the pass. I mean, that's, you know, 14 teams make the playoffs, and so to finish 9-4 in those final defensive rankings is pretty impressive.
Yeah, like I said, it's been a lot of fun, man. You know, coming with bringing in a whole new staff and trying to integrate a new system, and you know, these guys. You know, at first there were some differences and little, you know, some things that you had to work on and you had to take and learn. And you know, guys like Cam that have been in the same system for a long, long time since he's been here. You know, so there were some growing pains early on, but I think our guys bought in, man. They stayed hungry. You know, they wanted to get better every week, and ultimately, like I said, we ended up getting to where, like I said, we just continue to grow each week, and that's what we did all the way through. You know, week 18, and so. I said, we just started to put down the foundation for next year.
You know, Brian, you know how much I respect you. You know, been there, done that. You've played at the highest level. Anybody gets 3 sacks in one NFL game, I was like, hello, that don't happen by accident. That's an achievement. That's a small fraternity. And so the question I have for you, okay, you're in the meeting room. Okay, and you know, and you're breaking down the film, and you're in the likes of, like, Carl Granderson, Chase Young, Cam Jordan. Just tell the Who Dat Nation, how does that go about when you're trying to maybe learn tricks of the trade? Because it's always about the chess match, trying to get that edge. Just talk a little bit about that, about maybe techniques that you can bring to the table, and maybe if a player might be in a slump, you get him out that slump and all of a sudden they have a big game. All I know is Carl Granderson had his greatest game productive wide in Saints history. What? 10 tackles, led the team in tackles, a sack and a half, 3 quarterback hurries, 3 tackles for a loss, an interception, a pass defended. I would joke with Carl and say, man, was anybody blocking you or what?
No, man, he had an unbelievable game. Listen, I thought all the guys played exceptionally well the other night. I mean, no, listen, as far as my 3 sacks go, a lot of that was luck, so don't get it twisted. No, I wasn't this elite pass rusher. No, man, but look, like I said, it's like anything else, man. Like I said, you know, you're trying to get these guys, you're trying to find ways to maximize what they do best. And I think that's something we tried to do this year, and I think that's something that our guys have taken to and they've bought into. And like I said, we've had results with it. I think, you know, like I said, the difference between, like, say, you know, last year's system versus this year's system with some of the, you know, we talk about this 3-4. Now, we did some similar things under DA as far as, like, our base defense, where we play this reduction under defense. I think we utilize it a lot more here than we did necessarily with DA. And I think even in our nickel packages, we drop our ends and we use those guys in coverage a lot more than we have in the past. And I think that's one of the biggest differences, to where you create some different nuances and pressures and things and simulator pressures that we didn't necessarily do in the past, because we didn't drop our ends as much and we didn't want to put them in coverage because we let them guys just go rush. And so I think that's where you're starting to see some of these extra pressures and some of these tackle flaws and some of these things show up that maybe we didn't do in the past because we didn't ask those guys to do those things.
Now, when you look at, like, a guy like Chase Young, and you look at his production, and I saw this in training camp. I said, I don't know how he's not going to get double-digit sacks. Then all of a sudden he comes up with the calf, and then the tie, you know, it's all tied into the Achilles, whatever, and he misses 5 games. So I'm really excited about going forward with Chase Young. And then you look at Carl Granderson, still a young player. And, boy, I like that rotation. And then Cam Jordan. You might say, oh, well, when is Cam Jordan going to retire? Why is he going to retire? Is a young guy going to beat him out? I'm like, I don't care if he's DeMario Davis or Cam Jordan. You might say, oh, we got to get a younger player. Why? The younger player got to beat him out. I mean, I don't know. Mickey Loomis got to figure out how to pay him and to work it out because the production's there. Don't you agree with that? Brian, come on.
Yeah. Hey, look, man, look, the guy's got a lot of experience. Listen, like I said, to his credit, man, like I said, I've been with Cam a long, long time now. Like I said, it's not easy to do what he did this year to be able to go out and have the production he had on top of learning this whole new system and driving coverage. But like I said, we never had them guys do very often. And so, but yeah, I mean, listen, he had a hell of a year. I think he still led the team in sacks with, what, 10.5 sacks this year. You know, so like I said, if he's, I'm sure we're waiting to see what he's wanting to do, if he's wanting to hang it up or is he wanting to keep going, that's something only he can answer. I have no idea. But yeah, no, listen, man, he played his butt off this year. Chase played well. Yeah, I think he missed the first five games. When he came back, he had his hair on fire getting out the quarterback. Carl's really, you know, Carl started off the season really, really well, you know, kind of had a little bit of a lull, and I thought he finished the season very, very well and very productive. And so, no, like I said, it's a good group. You can't have too many passers. You can't have too many edge defenders, period. I mean, I thought that was a big point of emphasis in the game last week was, you know, setting these edges, making sure that we didn't create seams and, you know, putting these fence posts so that way this back had to cut it back and we didn't let him get out in space and didn't let him stretch the defense. And so I thought that's, you know, we got bigger edge guys. And so that's what those guys were able to do. And I thought, you know, we utilized that really well the other night.
So, Coach, from an assistant D-line coach, and you handle a lot of the interior guys without Brian Brzee and Nathan Shepard this past game, and I talked to Chase and Cam today, and exactly what you're talking about. You know, they, you know, bought into the whole coverage, you know, but they hadn't done it a lot. So it was all kind of new to them, and it was going to take some time to do it. But when that happens, how does the interior lineman responsibilities change or not change if you've got Cam and or Chase dropping into coverage?
Well, it changes in the fact that now they've got to work to get outside and contain a quarterback. And so what we call cock, contain on pass. And so, you know, you're still trying to play your run down, you know, with this five-man front, and you're trying to play the run with that. But then once it goes to pass and those guys got to drop, well, now you either, if you're the B-gap defender, you got a cop on pass. If you're the four-eye or the close side end or the open side end, depending on who's dropping, which head defender's dropping, you got to be able to make sure you get outside on pass. And so there's some little nuances, but listen, it's nothing compared to what those edge guys got to do as far as coverage goes.
You know, Coach Young, when I look at, like, you know, because the roster changes over, and just talk about you in that D-line meeting room, and then obviously you're familiar with Brian Brzee, and then Godshaw comes in there, and then Coach Staley obviously has a pass track record, like with Chris Rump. And then you look that Jonathan Bullard, Jonah Williams. Just talk about maybe your relationship also with those newcomers that weren't on the team the previous year, and the camaraderie, the relationship you developed with them in the meeting room and then on the field.
Well, man, I mean, like, give them credit. You know, everybody that's involved with bringing the guys in this room. It's in our scouting department. You know, the other coaches that have coached some of these players in the past, because, you know, the whole key to this thing is you got to bring in the right kind of guys. And I think that's what we've tried to do over the years. And I think that's what they did a great job is. So when you bring the right kind of guys and your guys that love football, guys that are team first guys that want to win, you know, those guys are going to come in and they're going to endear themselves to one another. And they're going to build that kind of a bond in that room and on that defense. And so, and they're going to work to help one another. It's not just about them. It's about trying to make everybody else around them better. And hey man, here's, you know, a guy like Gosso who's played a long, long time, who's played on multiple teams. You know, he's got knowledge that say some of these younger guys like Christian Boyd or Ridgeway or even Vernon Broughton that they may not know. And so there's things that all these guys can learn from, and you know, they're wanting to help those guys continue to develop. And so when you bring the right kind of guys in, it's easier for those things to take place and to happen faster than on a team where it's not that way, where you have guys that are all about themselves and or guys that are, you know, just kind of selfish and it's about them. And so I think that's attributed to, like I said, bringing in the right kind of guys, which I think we did, which showed up very well this year for us.
Coach Young, what about when I look at, like, okay, I always ask this question in this period, like practice squad, okay, and developing young players and considering that he was a draft pick, a guy that we're leaning upon. He was a seven-round draft pick out of Syracuse. What can you tell the fans about Fadel Diggs? I mean, he was activated this last game, and, you know, you always want young guys to work out. And, I mean, how do you interact him maybe when he's trying to give the offense a good look on scout team or whatever, or even give an opportunity where they could be on special teams or just playing, and even how important, you know, practice is, training camp, and even preseason games. But that was one. That's good. I think now you got to earn it when a player like Fidel Diggs, a seven-round draft pick, can make the team.
Yeah, no, it is. Like I said, that's, you know, when we brought him in here, like I said, he's got the size, he's got the length, he's, you know, he's got strength, he can move, he does all those things well. But it's like what you guys brought up earlier. I mean, okay, now you got Cam Jordan, you got like our four C's there. You got Cam Jordan, you got Carl Granderson, you got Chase, you got Chris Rumpf. Okay, so for a young guy that hasn't kind of built that bit of a reputation, that doesn't really necessarily know all this stuff like those guys, it's going to be hard for him to break that role and break that lineup early on in his career. But, you know, it doesn't not saying anything negative against him, because like I said, I think he's done a heck of a job. He's out there busting his butt every day. And I think as time goes on, he's going to get his chances and he's going to get his opportunities. And when he does, like I said, people are going to learn his name pretty quickly.
So, Coach, last question I have for you tonight, and we've seen the impact, and it wasn't planned, of course, but you had Jonas Sanker because of the injury situation. Man, he played, what, started 15 games. Quincy Riley, you know, was just a dominant force down the stretch. Danny Stutzman getting in games, but we didn't get a chance to see Vernon Broughton. Man, that's the 71st player drafted overall, third-round pick out of Texas, would have been a defensive tackle. You know, you build from the inside out. That's what that Kellen talked about. What don't we know about him because you've got injured early and had to go to IR? But, I mean, he would have been one of those guys that I would have assumed you would have worked in there as, you know, some this season. Maybe not because you had to, like Jonas, but to get him some time.
No, look, like I said, it was unfortunate because, like I said, every week that he was here, you saw him getting better and better and better, starting to feel things a little bit more, starting to get better in the run game. But I would say maybe, like I said, whatever he doesn't know, maybe, like I said, like he's got that great size, strength, length, but he's a great athlete for as big as he is. He's gonna have the ability to develop into a very good three-down player as time gets on down the road. You know, like I said, it's unfortunate he got hurt because, like I said, he was headed in the right direction. And, you know, we were planning on utilizing him a lot this year. And but like I said, when he went down, like I said, the next man up mentality and some of these other guys came in, they stepped up. Jonah Williams, like I said, Christian Boyd, Ridgeway, all these guys stepped up whenever he went down. And, you know, it goes back to, like I said, when you bring guys in the building, you want guys that are going to can make a difference. And so if somebody gets hurt like that, then we got the guys that can go ahead and pick up the slack. And it was great to see this year. And like I said, talked to Vernon for a while today, man, and he's raring to go for next year. And so, like I said, we're raring to get him back here and get going and see where he can get to. But I think you're going to see some good things with him down the road. I think he's going to be another name that you're going to remember real quick.
Very good. Love to hear it. Enjoy your off season. Enjoy the couple of weeks you have off before they get you back for the Senior Bowl. I know the off season goes fast, man, and we appreciate your time. There is a lot of optimism out there, and just keep it going.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it, guys.
That's assistant defensive line coach Brian Young. His first year coaching, 2009, win the Super Bowl. It's pretty. That worked out pretty good. All right, Bobby, this is it, my friend. Thank you.
All right, Hoss, let me tell you, Brian Young, listen, he'll have a game ball for life because I'm telling you again, anybody gets three sacks
in
one
game. Did he sack you three times?
No, it's Sean Payton's first game, first victory against the Cleveland Browns, 2006. He had three sacks. He might say, oh, he'd be humble and say, oh, that was just lucky. No. You get three sacks in a real game, that's something. So that's a game ball for life for Coach Brian Young because of three sacks in an NFL game.
You got it. All right, buddy.
All right, Hoss.
Thank you, bub. Take a quick break. Come back. We'll go back out to the Silver Slipper Casino and talk with Mike Dettelier. But first, take this break. This is the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Welcome back to the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hoss, as we're now joined by Mike Dettelier back at the Silver Slipper Casino in Hancock County, Mississippi. And I thought I'd seen it all until the final game last night. So the NFL this year had 73 games decided by 3 points or less, second most in the NFL. The 73rd game was Baltimore at Pittsburgh, and a crazy finish. Chris Boswell misses an extra point. He had been 122 of 124 in the last 4 years. And then Tyler Loop, who's a rookie, made every field goal under 50, misses a 54-yarder. Pittsburgh wins the division. Just, I mean, week 18, we still had to decide the seeds, right? So it's got to be Seattle and Denver. Just, it was the craziest season and the craziest week 18 I've ever seen.
It's the best reality show on television today, Mike. Really? You watch it in front of your very eyes. And that's why you get the ratings that you get with the NFL. and the drama that goes along with it. And, you know, we have some betting people come on weekly. Their play on this game was the under. So in the third quarter, you thought, yeah, I got that money in my pocket. Mm-mm, not too fast. Man, all of a sudden they go on these wild springs, both teams scoring, hitting the big plays. Derrick Henry, what he's doing at his age, unbelievable, Mike, to watch that big man still rumble the way he can. Lamar Jackson making the big plays. But you got to give Mike Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers a lot of credit. Man, it was a tough role for them. And able to get out of it. And, man, you know, I wouldn't count Pittsburgh out, to be honest with you. The offensive line's not great. And they don't run the ball like they used to. But they got guys on defense that make plays, and they get DK Metcalf back after the suspension.
Right. So, Seattle, you had to be 14-3 to get to the one seed. Seattle gets in the NFC, Denver in the AFC. And so 14 teams make the playoffs. 11 of the 14 teams had 11 wins or more. Like, that's crazy to have that many teams have that many wins. So here we are. And so we're getting ready to start the playoffs. And I guess you got some favorites based on their seeding. But to me, nothing would surprise me of the 14 teams that are in there.
Mike, I'm just telling you, it's open more this year than ever. Look at the quarterback play. Okay, Josh Allen, excuse me, he's got experience in playing these playoff games. Trevor Lawrence has got a little bit, but you're talking about Drake May? You're talking about Caleb Williams?
Bo Nix?
Bo Nix, he had one last year to get in there, but it's a wide-open deal. And you think about who's going to get hot and who can stay away from the injuries. I think that's going to be the key here. But quarterback play's always been dominant along with defense.
The Saints know their 2026 schedule. They also know they'll be picking eighth in the draft. And I know it's early. And the weird part is if you kind of look at where the teams that draft, where they are, Raiders, Giants, Tennessee, Jets, Cleveland, Washington, Arizona. So the first seven picks before the eighth pick, which is the Saints. The Saints will play five of those teams. So they're going to play five of the first top seven picks picked in this draft, as well as a lot of those teams going to have new coaches. So you're going to have first-year head coaches also with, you know, one of the top seven picks drafted. It's going to be kind of interesting.
Yeah, Mike, the other thing, too, is we can do all these mock drafts and everything, and then free agency comes in, and it changes everything. Not maybe the first couple of three picks, because you sort of know, you know, the quarterbacks, they're always going to get those first couple of picks, and there's always a top defensive player. The intrigue is going to be kind of what happens 4-7 to get you to 8. And that's why, you know, this team needs playmakers. There's no question about it. And, you know, to me, we talked to Jeff Duncan about it. To me, Jeremiah Love would be, I think, a great fit in this offense and what he can do, because my comp to him is Bijan Robinson. But on defense, couldn't you use another edge rusher? And watch Texas Tech's David Bailey, former Stanford guy. Man, the way he can come off the edge. But this team, I think in free agency, will have to look at a veteran receiver. Offensive line help, especially at the guard positions. Probably some more help in the defensive line. Mike, you ever heard of a team saying, oh, we got way too many offensive linemen and cover people?
Nope.
Okay, that's always in demand.
Did you see the people who were playing the last few games for the Saints offensive
line? Yeah, and that's across the league, too. Look at the 49ers. As good as they are, they're getting guys off the street to come help them play. And so that's the thing. You build up your team. How you win is what you do from February through August. It's not necessarily through the season, because you have that in play. What you do from February to August is the biggest kind of hallmark to get you to win. And I think that's going to be crucial for the Saints this offseason. I can say that for every other team in the NFC South. Because there ain't much difference between 1-4, to be honest.
No, there isn't, except the Saints got a fourth-place schedule. We'll take that.
I'll take that.
All right, my friend Michael, I, as always, appreciate your analysis season long. My thanks to Charlie Long in the booth and to everybody who makes the show possible, and, of course, to you, the listener, who tune in on Monday nights to hear the Saints. It was a struggle, but a big finish and a lot of optimism out there. The Senior Bowl is January 31st. The NFL season begins on March 11th, so it's right around the corner. Thanks for listening to the Visit Pensacola Show, Head Coach's Show with Kellen Moore. I'm Mike Haas on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.